Take two, step one on illusions. Off the top of my head, this I started this before, and I started getting into political illusions, like the illusions that communists do to keep people enslaved, or the illusions some of these politicians do to steal money and hold positions for 50 years in the Senate and never do a damn thing, just all of a sudden become multimillionaires on $100,000 a year salary, become, oh, I have $100 million net worth. Those are illusions. But let's get to some illusions that might be pertinent to you and your business. One thing I said was, this is a world, and I come from a spiritual background, and there was a very clear that we live in a world of illusions created by us, by our thoughts. A lot of people said that. You know, Christ said that, and not in those words, but when you start digging deep, he definitely talked about, you know, he even talked very clearly about illusions in the Bible. Buddha talked about everything we're doing is an illusion, and then you got to break free, and that was enlightenment. But in business, let's talk about illusions. There's a lot of people who will lie to make sales. There's a program, and it's a two-edged sword. It's called neuro-linguistic programming. And it's actually very powerful, but it's a powerful way to get people, if you use it the bad way, to get people to do things that they wouldn't do normally. Oh, guess who took a lot of neuro-linguistic programs? The number one thing for a while, lawyers, to get people that they wouldn't do normally. So let's look at lawyers. I can talk about lawyers. My dad was a lawyer, and he wouldn't let me be one because he thought that they were starting to use truth as a tool, and especially as a lie. So they started using lies to pretend to be truths, knowingly alter things to make them look different than they are. That's a good way of making an illusion. You make it look differently than it is. Remember in the book, Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, they talk about a magician who can saw a woman in half or make an elephant disappear. Well, you know, the woman not really saw it in half and the elephant somewhere in the vicinity, but that's the illusion. It looks that way. Or it also talks about you look out driving over, say, Las Vegas. You drive over a hill and it looks like there's a lake in the distance, but all it was heat wave reflections. So those are illusions. But then there's another kind of illusion that we have. Let's say you were raised in a troublesome family, and they told you that everybody was bad who was his other family, or that you were not very capable because you couldn't do X, Y, Z, and you believe them. Well, those are illusions too. Or maybe you were raised in a family. I saw this one guy in American Idol, and he thought he was the very best singer, and he had a high IQ. He was a horrible singer, but his mama told him he was a great singer, and he believed her because he believed his mom. And when he got such low scores, he was just shocked because his illusion was broken. And, you know, that's a kind of an illusion. Or let's say you go to school, and the schools now have lots of illusions that have put a political agenda by big people with big money funding them, pretending to be out for the people when all they're out for is their power and more slavery and more money. They're illusions, and you believe them. People go to the street and start burning other people's businesses to support these lies. That's a good reason, word for an illusion, a lie. I talk about illusions because illusions are incredibly important in this thing that we're doing. When you get to the ACT tool, which we're going to do, what you're basically doing is spotting illusions that you believe right now. Let's say money. I've got tons and tons of examples. I'm going to use hypotheticals. Let's say there was a lady who couldn't make much money, and we put her on a lie truth detector, and we found out that her core was a foster home that she was in. And there was a people there said that she really loved a lot, but they said, oh, you'll never make anything of it. This world is too hard. You're gonna suffer, and you know, that's just the way the world is, and you just gotta accept it. And she loved this person so much, she stored it in a little container in the back of her brain, and after a while she ran it so much that it became invisible to her. Totally invisible. Now I'm saying these are hypotheticals, but I've seen this happen so many times. So her life's going, she can't make any money, it's a struggle. Maybe she even got married, divorced, kids, And then we get her out there and get her to look. And once you really look clearly, you say, that's just a belief. That's not even real. And once you see it as an idea that you put your truth on, that's what a belief is. You assume something is true. And when you just say, well, that's not even real, it just dissolves. Once you see it as an illusion, it goes away. There's no more power, no more oomph. So this girl goes out and starts making $1 million a year. And or relationships. I see it a lot with relationships. And then if here's an illusion. A person will have a bad relationship, they'll break up, then they'll go out and find the exact kind of personality, start another relationship with them, break up, three or four down the road, they're just like, relationships suck. But it's just this pattern that this illusion in your brain, it causes you to go after something that's not true or that will bring you pain. So let's say you've got an illusion in business and that you've got to use lies to make sales. And maybe even got somebody who had distorted neuro-linguistic programming in your very, you can make sales by doing lies. But you have this illusion that somehow that's okay. But the truth is this universe, as you'll find out later, is built on you reap what you sow. And if you're building everything on lies and tricking people, that's not what you want to do because it'll come back to you. And there's no way to hide from your karma. Now, the only buffer I know is Jesus. He can take the karma away, but there's nobody here that's perfect. And there's nobody here who's not stuck in some form of illusion. Just a matter of how much you can pull down. Now, that might seem like, oh, too much, but you can get specific ones. That's what this book is we teach you a way to find a specific topic. I'll just give you a little technique I used to use. I'd say, okay, everything would be fine except for, and then say, well, I need more money and I got these bills, and then talk about that. And remember, I got a lie truth detector on your voice tone biofeedback. And then I say, okay, so this next question is the same. Everything would be just fine except for, but don't talk about nothing about money. And go, oh, I'm so hate my job so much, it's so boring, and I'd rather do something. And I see my friend who got a big sailboat, and okay, good. And then I ask him again, so everything would be just fine, but no talking about boats or friends or money, except everything would be fine except for, and then they go into. And I can read, and a lot of times when you pull off those top two or three, it's the third one or the fourth one that shows up. But sometimes it's the first one, but got a voice tone biofeedback because there's something in our bodies that knows when we're lying, when we're believing an illusion. Kids are very good at it until we indoctrinate them to become Hitler youth, or it's crazy. But so once you spot these illusions, they lose all their power. They just go away. If you spot an illusion as an illusion, it's just like you're in control. You're in choice. Like that scripture that says we live in a world of illusion created by our thought sets. So how could you get somebody like, let's say a cowboy, somebody living in a big city, somebody in a socialist group, somebody in an Antifa group, and they all believe that their way is totally right. And they'll go to war and have gone to war to prove that they're right or somebody else is wrong. Or even more common is they're tricked by somebody who wants to go to war for power and tricks them into creating these illusions about other people. I mean, you look at what the Japanese were saying about, their foes, or the Hitler was saying about their foes. Just like crazy. And people believe that stuff. They go out and act on it. They're acting on illusions. So there's a thing called real truth, and there's a thing called the image of truth. And what did God say? Thou shalt worship no, don't put anything before me, including your best image of me. So God was talking about, hey, make these images, and then we choose whether to give them power or not. They don't have any power on their own. They only give them power if you choose to believe that it's okay to go murder people who don't believe in communism. But if you really don't believe that it's okay to murder people, you're going to go, well, where's this coming from? And then you'll look inside and you go, oh, and then you'll be in the resistance or who knows what. So illusions are probably one of the biggest factors of this planet. You just look at anything like movie stars. What are they doing? They're looking for attention. They want to be in front of everybody. Now, I've got to admit, they got a lot of money, but there's also a lot of problems, like, Weinstein, and he's just the tip of the iceberg. And so they're creating these illusions, or like Disney will create all these illusions. But what the people are doing is, flying out to Epstein Island and stuff. Just what are they doing? They're creating illusions to indoctrinate people to get them to their way of thinking. And, there might be a hidden agenda in this. I would like you to get the God way of thinking, but don't believe me or don't believe. Oh, religion, man, do they have illusions packed? I mean, there's so many illusions in religion. I've seen it. I've seen like a preacher, really good. People thought he was really good. He thought he was really good, really thought he was doing the will of God. He brought all these, he was going to save the kids from this pastor guy, this guy who was talking about the truth. And now, fortunately, this guy was humble, and he all of a sudden realized that he was, because of this, the guy who was telling kids that they need to believe the truth and not what people say. Don't go after a man. Don't believe a man. Don't follow a man. Follow the truth. Anyway, this guy had this realization. He didn't know God. He knew about God. Now that's that little word, no God or know about God, no love or know about love, no illusion or know about illusion. Knowing about isn't that, it might make you a hit at a cocktail party, but knowing God is what makes a difference. So when this guy had that revelation that he'd been preaching his images, he just humbled him. He just really had a love for God that he didn't know he had. And he found God, and he found the real God, not his image of God. And so, and then he basically kind of asked for forgiveness for this guy who was teaching his kids that. So think that in business, like, what are you doing with your business? What's the core? Could you have a better goal? We're going to talk about goal setting, and I'm almost sure that you can set better goals than you're setting, and make more money than you're making, and have more fun than you're making, and do things that free you, move towards free from illusion, free choice, free truth, free love. And it's not about communism. It's, I mean, you charge. I know a billionaire who's got a very good heart. And I watched him go from his garage to making multi-billions in a very short period of time. So it's not about money or lack of it. It's about truth. It's about reality. It's about being free from illusions of this world and trying to live more and more towards the real truth about a situation. I'd go in this for years, but I'm going to stop now because this is a section one. Section two, I'm going to talk more specifically about illusion in business and getting rid of it. This is about illusion in general. And I stress pretty much we live in a world of illusions created by our thoughts. So what are we going to do about that? Again, 777 Harvest, 239-232-1616. And may God bless us all, and may we find the truth and be free from our illusions. Amen.